Chickens cannot fly. That's according to Air India, India's national carrier. It has just announced that it's going to stop serving non-vegetarian food on all domestic flights in the economy section. Economy passengers are anyway called cattle class in India. Now their menus will live up to that name. Americans who feel lucky to get pretzel pieces and a cup of soda might wonder what the fuss is all about. There's food at least, hot food no less, and vegetarian is healthier too, isn't it? Air India, which has huge losses, says it's about cutting costs. But many Indians feel that this is just another sneaky backdoor attempt to shove vegetarianism down their throats. Coffee, tea, or paneer. Journalist Rajyasri Sen has written about this for the Economic Times.
Because the rationale given of saving money is utterly untrue. This is a not-so-subtle way of turning us slowly and surely into paneer-chomping nationalists.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. There's a popular belief that India is largely vegetarian anyway. We are the paneer eaters. But the census says that in 2014, at least 70% of the country was non-vegetarian. Some parts of the country are certainly more vegetarian than others, and it's for religious reasons. In Dadri, in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, eggs and meat cannot be sold in some parts during the Hindu religious festival of Kanwar Yatra, when processions move down the highway. In a country as diverse as India, it always needs a little adjustment. But these days, some are less willing to adjust. When my friend Piyasri Dasgupta was traveling by train from Kolkata to Delhi, she ordered some dinner. Her co-passenger asked if she was planning to eat non-vegetarian food.
So then she said, "It's okay, please climb onto the upper berth and have the food there. You cannot have non-veg food on sitting on this seat."
Her rationale?
And then she said that because I'm going to have vegetarian food, you cannot sit on the same seat and have non-vegetarian food.
Piyasri was saved by the ticket inspector.
He said that, you know, you cannot do that. This is not a temple. This is a train. You have to adjust.
No one is disputing the virtues of vegetarianism. The issue is vegetarianism by diktat. The government has already made stringent rules against selling cattle for slaughter in the name of animal cruelty. Now Air India is pleading vegetarianism in the name of cost-cutting and efficiency. It says now there'll be no chance of a mix-up where a vegetarian passenger is served the chicken. Rajyasri Sen says the crew should be insulted.
If I was part of the Air India crew, I would register a complaint pronto, because the statement makes it seem that crew members either have dyslexia or are illiterate.
And anyway, why should economy class passengers bear the brunt of the airline's losses?
Let's not forget that it is a service provider and its clientele should not be punished for its lack of business acumen.
As it turns out, Air India is not alone in being veg-only. KLM, the Dutch carrier, only gives vegetarian options to economy passengers on its Delhi-Amsterdam route. And juice, no alcohol. The suspicion is that Air India is killing two birds with one stone. It's cutting costs, but also currying favour with the current government, many of whose top brass are strictly vegetarian. But what can be a cost-saving measure in most places is a little more fraught in India. Food is a marker of identity. The push for vegetarianism is seen as trying to create a kind of pure, monolithic Hindu identity at the expense of all others. Bans on selling chicken and meat during some Hindu festivals are becoming more frequent, sometimes enforced by Hindu vigilante groups by force, sometimes by court orders. You can say, in India these days, this is a carrot and stick policy. Meanwhile, the vegetarian virus is catching on. Just last week, I was flying Indigo, a low-cost carrier where you buy your own food. As I opened the menu, I noticed to my surprise that the non-vegetarian options had shrunk to just three, When I pointed it out to the stewardess, she just smiled and shrugged. At least, she didn't send me to the non-vegetarian section. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.